what do you want to see from Brandon? What's the next step in the development or his evolution?
I don't know how to word it in terms of next step. You know, what the way I look at it and the way Chud and I have always talked about it is everything you do in the off season is to get ready to go to camp. And I think all our guys, Brandon, all our guys have done a good job preparing to go to camp. You know, and I think we've built a good foundation. I was impressed the 3 days with the rookies and the quarterbacks were here that there was good recall. I thought they retained the stuff that we did. And now we got to go to work. You know, I know there's a lot of talk about the group of guys we have, and we have guys, young players, I think, can be very good football players, but we just have a ton of work to do. We're behind everyone else in our division because they've been together for a long time, so we just have a lot of work to do as an offensive group.
Chud was saying yesterday that he's already seen improvements in Brandon's mechanics. Have you seen the same thing over the last...
I think his basic mechanics... I think what Chud's talking about, his basic mechanics aren't going to change a great deal, but I think he's got more of a sense of urgency, and I think he's playing faster than he has, and that comes with doing the same things over and over again, and that comes with having a little bit better understanding of what he's doing.
The players who were here last year, do they have to unlearn a lot from to take on in your offense?
I don't think so, because I really... this is pretty normal for what happens in the NFL, and you know, there's some players that have a new system, have had a new system 3-4 years in a row. You know, there's a lot of the things that every team in this league does, and then there's some things that are unique to, you know, what we do. So I think they've handled it real well, and they're young enough that I don't think anything is really ingrained in them in terms of what they've done.
North, how does Josh Gordon's suspension impact your plan for training camp in the preseason and what you have to do with other guys?
You know, you get so many reps in training camp. I don't think it is a factor in what we'll do. You know, you always get the guys you have ready, and we're going to, whether we have 5 receivers active or 6 receivers active, you have to get them all ready to play. And, you know, we've all been in situations where a guy turns an ankle the Friday before your opening game, and and you don't have him available, and you don't, you know, call the game off. You go play. So we've got enough guys to get him ready to play, and we'll get Josh ready to play, so he's ready when he comes back.
At the end of minicamp, Chud was asked about the fullback position. We don't know much until they start getting. Is that one of the things to unravel, a key thing on how you're going to utilize a fullback or compensate for no fullback?
Yeah, the beauty of this offense, I think, is that it's versatile enough that you can have success with the players you have. And we've used a variety of different styles of fullback and have been very productive. And I can go back all the way into the mid-90s where, you know, we had a converted tailback playing fullback with the Redskins, and Terry Allen rushed for 1,500 yards. So we're going to we're going to take the guys we have and find out what they do best and give them a chance to do that. So, you know, we will end up, I believe we'll end up with a traditional fullback in our offense. How much we use them will depend on the style of offense we end up running.
Can Chris Obanaya fulfill that role?
He can do some of it. He can do some of it. You know, he's similar to the guy I was talking about back in Washington.
Norv, can Jordan Cameron be the tight end in the role of your offense? I mean, your tight ends have always succeeded very well. Can he be that guy in this system?
You know, I think you project, you look at all the different players we have, and I look at Greg Little, you look at Josh Gordon, you look at Bess, you look at Benjamin, you look at Jordan Cameron, and I always look at what you hope they can become. Now, I don't control that. Sometimes they don't control it, but they have a hell of a lot better control of it than I do. We're going to give them opportunity. We're going to give Jordan an opportunity to be that guy. Now, let's put it in his hands. Is he capable of being that guy? That's why you go to camp. That's why you go play the games, you know, and everyone wants to project and say what these guys are going to be. The game is still played on the field. You know, guys compete in practice to get an opportunity to play in the games, and then we get to find out how they match up and you know, do against pretty good competition.
How much did it hurt Trent, maybe learning your system that he didn't, wasn't here for all of minicamp, wasn't on the field for all of minicamp?
You know, I think the running back position is a little bit unique, and those guys rely so much on their physical skills, their natural ability. You know, I think he can overcome the time he missed. He's sharp. The mental part of it wasn't a problem. He'll get reps. He'll get his share of reps. You know, and the best runners I've been around, you know, they start off and stay within the system, and then they let their natural ability do a lot of the damage, or their natural ability is a reason for a lot of their success.
Do we have to hold back on him at all? Norv, I know he's healthy right now, but you know, he takes a beating sometimes. Do you have to pull back on him some during?
Well, I don't think he'll take a beating in our training camp practice. You know, I think coach and our trainers and our doctors, I think they have put together a really good plan for Trent. I think he's going to get as much work as he needs to get ready, and then we'll make sure he's fresh and healthy. But he's going to get his share of the work in this camp. Like every player, I said what I started this whole thing off with. You know, you have to put a lot of time in. It takes a lot of work to get ready to play in this league, and he needs to go through the same process everyone else does.
Norv, historically, the teams you've been at, your premier ball carrier has averaged about 300 carries a yard a season. 300 carries. Is that changing with the times, or was that going to hold true?
You know, obviously the trend in the league is to not do that. But, you know, I think it depends on your team and everyone around it. And if that player is your best player, then I think it's probably a good thing to have him in the game, give him the ball. So I would hope to think, I would hope Trent would have that many carries. That means he's playing healthy and playing at a pretty high level if we give him the ball that much.
Hey, Norv, in terms of natural ability you talked about before, does he stack up with any running back you've been around?
You know, it's just watching him and seeing him against us when I was in here and whenever that was, October, and then watching the tape. Yeah, he's that type of runner. You know, he, obviously you're the third pick in the draft. I think he's got a lot of great days ahead of him. You know, I always have a problem comparing players because I think each guy has his own unique style and is his own guy. But I think he's capable of doing great things.
You have a lot of different backs that you can mix and match with. I mean, do you anticipate giving a lot of them the ball this year?
Yeah, you know, that's again. I think Rob has done as good a job of that as anybody, of being versatile and doing a lot of different things. And then that's what our system is based on, trying to get as many people involved. I tell our guys in the meeting room, I'd like to have 16 starters on offense. You'd like to have a lot of guys feel like when the ball's kicked off on Sunday, they're going to have a chance to help your team win. And we want to find out what our guys can do and then give them a chance to do it.
What's been your experience with quarterbacks in their second year? Is that when they really can make a kind of a quantum leap?
To me, it's totally based on the number one, the guy, and then the situation he's in. And, you know, so many people get caught up in where a guy is. It's a lot of it's dependent on the situation he's put in, the offensive line, the playmakers around him, how good a defensive football team you have. There's so many things that go into it. But, you know, I think Brandon has his fortune. He's had the experience of starting 14 games in this league. That's a you know, a plus when you start working with a player who hasn't played a lot. And then, you know, I think he's taken to what we're doing. And, you know, I expect him to play at a high level, you know. And this system is really a quarterback-friendly system. And I know guys look to a year and say, well, this guy, you know, in this system had this many turnovers or whatever. But I go all the way back to Jim Everett. I go guys that people forget, we had Gus Frat go to the Pro Bowl in 96. Trent Green had a breakout year in 98. Brad Johnson took us to a playoff win and threw for 4,000 yards in 99. And I can go on Alex Smith in 2006. We've had a lot of quarterbacks play at an awful high level, and we've had some guys not have great years in the system because that's part of this league. But I think the system's proven. I think our players are buying into it, and I think I think our fans will enjoy watching what we do because, you know, we want to be productive, we want to be explosive, and we want to score points, and that's obviously why you come to games.
Can
you be where you want to be with the system, installation by week one, with the young guys?
You know, that's the challenge, and that's why I talked about when we started this. There's a lot of things we can't control, but if we can get the practice time in, our guys can stay healthy, our guys can make the kind of progress they made during the OTAs and mini camps, I think we can be ready to be a good offense, when the season starts. But we have a lot of work to do, and we have a lot of guys that have to get a lot better in terms of understanding what we're doing. And then the better you get at what you're doing, the faster you play. And that's what our goal is, to be playing at a real high rate of speed, a real high level when the season starts.
Given Wheaton's history at Oklahoma State, do you have an idea of what percentage you'll be in the shotgun when everything's installed?
You know, I think the thing that the shotgun has done for some of these guys, and everyone thinks the shotgun, it's the runners, but it's Manning and Brady, Philip Rivers. I think those guys are helped by being the shotgun because it gets them away from the rush a little bit. And this league has become such a pressure league, and such a league that's based on trying to disrupt the quarterback. I think that being a shotgun will help our quarterback. We want to be in the shotgun a percentage of the time. And then the test for us and the goal for us is to make sure we're balanced and that we can run the ball and throw the ball out of the shotgun. And we'll be under center when it's appropriate.
Norv, it seems that Joe Banner and Mike Lombardi relied on you, pretty heavily, and I know Chud too, to help them make the decision whether they wanted to move forward this year with Brandon. If that's the case, what did you see in Brandon that he got the green light?
Well, I think to me it starts with Chud, and I appreciate you saying that and thinking that I'm have that much say. But it starts with Chud, and he and Joe spent a lot of time together, and we looked at a lot of quarterbacks, and I think the combination of what we felt about Brandon and then what the options were, the alternatives, and obviously we helped our quarterback situation a great deal, getting Jason and getting Brian. So I like our quarterback situation, and I'm going to say it again, we have a lot of work to do to get to where we want to be, but I think we can be successful with this group.
Thanks.